Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. The first day back on the practice field for the green and gold, saw a bunch of dudes sitting out due to injuries. I mean, this is a pretty banged up football team, judging by today's injury report. Although, I will caution folks about maybe overreacting, because we know today is a non-padded practice, first one back from the week. I suspect we'll see a lot of guys who sat out today back on the field tomorrow during their padded Thursday practice. Usually they go with pads on Thursday. That's a much better indicator historically of who's most likely trending towards playing. So I'm going to go through this list, but do not freak out about it. I'm begging you, folks. Jaire Alexander, Josh Jacobs, Elgton Jenkins, Jordan Love, Josh Myers, Rashid Walker, and Evan Williams all did not participate in Wednesday's practice. Kenny Clark was limited, and Corey Ballantyne was limited with that ankle. And Quay Walker is the one kind of lone bright spot here as far as being a full participant, and according to Matt LaFleur after practice, has cleared the concussion protocol. So that's good news on Quay. Like I said, with all of these other guys, we know we have reporting around most of them that none of their injuries are going to be long-term. Nothing should be keeping these guys out for multiple weeks or anything like that. However, their availability for Sunday, especially when we come and talk about Jaire and Jordan Love in particular, feels like that's a bit up in the air. We know they have avoided long-term issues, but they may or may not play. I know Jordan Love talked in the locker room afterwards saying that it's realistic that he could play. Obviously, the team will give him the full week, see how he feels, see how he's trending. But it's not a given, certainly not a given. As far as Josh Jacobs goes, he said in the locker room, he'll be good to go. So that's promising. Now, I always say players want to play. They're always going to tell you they're going to play. It will come down to the medical staff, but it sounds like he's trending in the right direction. And like I said, he's talking like he's going to be out there. So that's promising. In the meantime, like I said, make sure you check the practice reports tomorrow. They're much more important when talking about who's going to play in the game on Sunday. And flipping it around, the Detroit Lions had a bunch of dudes sitting out today. Now, some of that was veteran rest, but Jared Goff, the Lions starting quarterback, he did not practice today, though he did say he'll probably practice tomorrow. Apparently, he's dealing with an ankle injury that he suffered late in that game against Tennessee. So that's something to watch. Not that I don't think he's going to play, because I fully expect he will. But if he has somewhat limited mobility due to his ankle, that certainly helps the Packers. No question about it. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody mixing it up and talking about everything having to go with the green and gold. But you guys know I got to give a shout out over to our good friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the link in the description of this video. And I hear you, Aaron, is it available in Wisconsin? Why, yes. Yes, it is. Along with 42 other states and Washington, D.C. I've had a lot of people sending me their selections, their lineups. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much. Doesn't matter how you do it. If you're doing it on Twitter, I've had people messaging me on Instagram, got emails about it. Absolutely love to see it. Like I said, use code CHTV. You can find the link in the description of this video. And tomorrow night, during the chat, prior to the Thursday night game, I'm probably going to go through essentially like how I make my selections. I'm going to do a quick kind of almost a tutorial just to show you guys what it's like, how to do it. It's really easy and it's a lot of fun. And like I said, a lot of people have been jumping on board. It's a really good time. Hope you'll do so as well. And show me your lineups. Again, use code CHTV when you sign up. It's the way forward, people. It's a lot of fun, good times. And like I said, a lot of people have been jumping on board. One other thing, I do want to apologize that there is no Packer transplants tonight. You guys know Wednesdays usually is the day that I talk with Corey about everything going on in the world of the Green Bay Packers. Unfortunately, Mr. Banky is busy running his expanding media empire. Very, very, very busy time at LiveX. But I did want to give you one kind of taste of your usual Transplants Wednesday fun times. Let's go. Let's check out this week's hotness, shall we? Play that song all night long and not get sick of it. But there's things to do, people to talk to, your questions to get to. But before I do want to kind of point people towards the announcement that Cheesehead TV made earlier this morning. Shout out to Tazim, who kind of tipped it last night on Twitter. Cheesehead TV has indeed partnered with the Pro Football Retired Players Association. You can find a video here on the YouTube page telling you all about it, including links to not only what these folks do to help retired players, but also just about the partnership in general. And look, the exciting part is you, if you're a Cheesehead TV / Packers fan who are here all the time, you don't have to do much different than you're already doing. But what we love is that we can channel what we're doing here on YouTube specifically to direct everything towards supporting them and their mission to help retired NFL players. Every watch party in the month of November and every episode of Packer Transplants throughout the month, every bit of revenue will be going towards this really important mission, really, to help retired NFL players not just, you know, find their way forward after their life in the NFL, but maybe pick up a new skill or two and give them, you know, help as far as getting vision benefits or a dental plan or things that are somewhat simple, but should be, I would think, you know, the bare minimum that can be done for these guys who put their bodies on the line for our entertainment. Corey and I feel very strongly about this, and shout out to Corey because he's the one who went to a luncheon, their inaugural luncheon, I believe like 6 months ago or so, and it kind of launched his interest in this. And he came to me and Al and said, I really want to try and find a way that we can help support them. We reached out, started a conversation, started a dialogue. Very excited about this partnership. Like I said, make sure you check out the video here on the channel. Throughout the month of November, everything we do in watch parties, transplants, your viewing, and the ad dollars that come from it, along with every one of your super chats, will all go to the Pro Football Retired Players Association. Absolutely love it. Really excited to get this partnership going. And can't thank you guys enough in advance for everything I know you're going to do. Hello, everybody in the comments. So good to see everybody. People already mixing it up. Mimsy, what's going on, man? Looking too far ahead. Odds, Minnesota, Green Bay is flexed to in week 17. Wow, there's so much to play out yet. I could see it either way. I could see it getting into prime time. I could see it being a 1 o'clock kick. Or, I'm sorry, a nooner, if you're in the Green Bay area. Yeah, long way to go, man. The one thing I can tell you is they have to do it 12 days before kickoff. So that's the cutoff. If you get to 12 days prior and they haven't, then you know it's staying put. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Lions were so bad for so long, I never gave them much thought. I actually wish them well until Sunday when the Packers will destroy their will to exist. All right, that's fair. That's fair. I like it. I like where your head's at. That's not too bad. That is not too bad at all. Sean, thank you for the super chat. Evan Williams drinking game. Every down a sip. Ooh, wow, we're starting out hot. Every tackle pull from the bottle, pass breakup, a shot, tackle for loss, finish your beverage, turnover, finish a whole new beverage. Pick six is where we get absolutely blitzed. Sean, I like your enthusiasm, but I know that if I tried to do that during a game, I probably wouldn't be able to finish watch party. But I welcome everyone to join in Sean's Evan Williams drinking game. That sounds like a good time, but I'm going to have to bow out from that one. What else we got? Mimsy, what's going on, man? Can this partnership lobby for Sterling Hall of Fame? No, that is not its purpose. However, you guys know we have been very, very vocal about the absence of Sterling Sharp in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. No question about it. Dag, thank you for the super chat, man. My best friend is a Yankees fan. Cannot wait to see his reaction, specifically after he's been talking shit all season. I mean, a lot of ball game left, Dag. They pulled it out last night. Got another game tonight. We shall see. I mean, it's never been done, but that doesn't mean it can't be. We'll see if the Yankees can come back. I will tell you, as a certified Yankee hater, I am not counting anything. I am not done. I am not, oh, it's not over. A lot of ball game left until I see final from tonight. Hopefully the Dodgers winning. Then I will go to town. Cameron, thank you for the super chat, man. Appreciate everything Rodgers has done for us, but I hope the league now sees why Matt should have a few Coach of the Year awards. I mean, here's the thing. I get why there was a ding against him because Rodgers was there, right? I also think there's kind of a revisionist history here. Like, oh, he had Rodgers and Rodgers won two MVPs. It's like, yeah, he won MVPs because Matt helped resuscitate his career and his play at the position with an offense that really helped Aaron Rodgers, except when he started butting against it after 2020. Don't ever forget, that 2020 offense was humming, and a lot of it included a lot of the elements that we've seen since Aaron left regarding condensed formations, lots of motion, lots of the stuff that Rodgers really didn't like. And you saw a lot of it, maybe not disappear, but start to get filtered out those last couple of years. So, yeah, I don't know if, you know, Matt should have had a Coach of the Year in one of those seasons, but I do know he should be in the mix each and every year and absolutely should be in the mix this year. No question about that. Matthew, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Do you think the Lions have put enough of their trick plays on tape for the Packers to be ready for them? I mean, yes and no. They've put a lot on tape. There's no doubt about it. The problem, of course, is that they keep doing it in different ways with different personnel groups and different types of plays. The whole point and the whole reason these things have worked is that they're not really repeating. They're finding new and fun ways to get kind of unusual guys involved as far as whether it's a tackle receiving a pass, a running back throwing a pass. Like, they've done things that, you know, you're not expecting in the flow of the game. Now, you can talk about it and you can drill it and you can say you got to be ready for anything. But, you know, when it's in the heat of the moment and you're, say, a quarter and a half into the game, two quarters into the game, you've got the flow going, and then all of a sudden they throw one of those at you, it's real difficult. And that's why they've been pretty damn successful with them. And don't forget, they hit the Packers with one in Lambeau, I don't want to say last year, but 2 years ago, essentially to kind of seal the game late in the contest. So it's been part of their MO. You can talk, like I said, you can talk about it, but one of the reasons they've been successful with those is that they've done it at opportune times when teams aren't expecting it, with guys in ways that you haven't seen on tape already. So it's going to be tough. Larry, will we ever fake a punt? You mean like the Lions did in Minnesota and got stuffed and led to the Vikings' first touchdown? Or like the Lions did last year in Detroit against us that we stuffed? Don't be so quick to want to engage in the shenanigans. I hear you, though. I understand you. I get what you're saying. The reason it will work whenever the Packers pull it out is because they don't do it a lot. You know, one of the reasons Detroit keeps getting stuffed is because they always try it. They try it repeatedly. And yeah, they've been successful at times, but they've been shut down plenty of times because teams are always alert for it. When, and I say when, the Packers pull it off, it'll be because they never do it. Take that to the bank. Now, what else we got here, folks? John, thanks for the super chat. What is the hotness? The Jacobs run or Reed catch? Ooh, I think it would have been, if we had been on transplants, it definitely would have been Jacobs run. It would have been real hard to beat that one. I mean, from the cutback to making two guys miss to getting in the end zone, that's pretty hot. You can't deny it. Check down. Thanks for the super chat. Longtime listener, first time caller. Just wanted to say thanks for keeping this new dad sane between Sundays. Random Packer, Dom Beebe. New dad, congratulations, man. And I hear you on the need for sanity. As a man who's been through it three times myself, I hear you, brother. As far as Dom Beebe, hell yes. Hell yes to Dom Beebe. I love that Dom Beebe is the answer to a great Packers trivia question. The question, of course, is who did Brett Favre give the Super Bowl game ball to at the end of the game against the Patriots after he kneeled down and they won the game? Their confetti's falling, big celebration. Favre hands the ball to Don Beebe, specifically because Beebe had been on those Bills teams that lost Super Bowls. I just love that. I just love that little bit of trivia there. What's going on, folks? What else we got? We got to get ahead like we did on Thanksgiving Day. If not, I fear in a tight game, the Lions O-line can dictate a game ending rushing drives. Yeah, Mikey, you're not wrong. The problem, of course, is you can talk about getting ahead, and that is a great way, great kind of MO, right? But hell, the Vikings got ahead 10-0 for all the good it did them. You just got to take care of the ball, make the most of your opportunities, and absolutely, I mean, hopefully get a turnover, God willing, maybe even two, because the Packers offense is going to need opportunities, extra opportunities, if you will, to keep up with the Lions offense. I know that people keep talking about my co-host at Care the G Radio talking about, oh, we got something for him and all this stuff, but this Lions team is firing on all cylinders. And as exciting as the prospect of getting after Goff is, they're going to get theirs. They are going to score points. And for the Packers to keep up, they got to be efficient and they got to take advantage of opportunities. And we've seen that at times. We certainly haven't seen that with regularity with the Packers offense. I do think running the football is the big key to this game. And I know I sound like a caveman every time I talk about it, but this week it is 1,000,000,000% true. The more you run the ball and control the ball and take the air out of the game and keep that offense of Detroit's on the sideline, the better off you're going to be. Albert, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Sounds like the weather will be a rainy one. I saw initial kind of reports on that, but I don't know if that's going to hold for Sunday, but I hope so. I'd love a good outdoor weather game, especially for Dome Merchant Jared Goff, who I believe has not played outside yet this year, which is absolutely insane to me. But yeah, let's get him outdoor in the elements. Peter, thanks for the super chat. What makes Dan C relatable? You're talking about Dan Campbell. Well, for me, Peter, it's because he coaches the game like he's playing Madden. All the going for it on fourth downs and really being aggressive in places where coaches traditionally aren't. Yeah, man, to me, that makes him relatable. But as far as his players go, I think he's done a really good job of, you know, setting a standard and knowing that the physical brand of football that he wants to play has to be, you know, done a certain way, repped a certain way, practiced a certain way. That has certainly shown up on the field, whether that's like dipping his toe into live tackling in camp, whether that's how they practice throughout the week. There's no doubt that team is an extension of that man, as teams often are, right? So I think he's done a really good job as a former player in the league of knowing what buttons to press in the regards of the physical part of the game. And I think that has clearly showed up week in and week out. Talik, thanks for the super chat, man. Love the Mike Wall shout out on transplants a few weeks ago. Would love to see a collab between you guys. I love Mike. I've actually talked to Mike a couple times since he retired. When I was with Bleacher Report, we actually had a meeting about, I believe it was a startup he was involved in that never really ended up going anywhere. But I really like Mike. He's one of the greats to ever do it. I probably wouldn't feel comfortable dipping my toe into those waters simply because Mike, I know, has a partnership and is doing stuff with Andy each and every week. So if you need more Mike Wall content, I can't recommend Pack-A-Day Podcast enough. I know he talks with Andy each and every week, breaking down the film, talking about the games. And plus, as I said on Transplants, his own podcast is outstanding stuff. And it doesn't have nearly enough traction on YouTube. People should absolutely be subscribing to that channel. Vin V, need the Packers to be physical in this one, the way Montgomery and Gibbs run the ball and dish out hits. I mean, Josh Jacobs ain't no slouch, but I hear you. I will say, the way the Packers run the ball when Malik Willis is in there, we need some of that when Jordan Love is in there. And if Jordan is starting, we need to lean into that running game. Now, I know maybe they curtail stuff because of the groin/knee, and maybe Jordan's in the gun because of it. I really hope that's not the case. If Jordan is able to go, I hope he's able to be under center, because I do think running the ball and utilizing play action, being physical at the line of scrimmage, is going to be a big, big key to getting out of this game with a win. Riley, thanks for the chat, man. Could you see Packers making a trade? Chase Young, Za'Darius Smith? Well, Za'Darius would never happen. Za'Darius Smith ain't never coming back to be a member of the Green Bay Packers. I can promise you that. As far as Chase Young, I think it's somewhat realistic. I think that's much more realistic than Max Crosby or Miles Garrett or whatever was being thrown out there a week ago. but I doubt it. I tend to doubt it. I do think, you know, they'll keep picking over practice squads and the like, but I can't imagine them utilizing draft capital to go get a player, even one as, you know, talented as Chase Young. The run game definitely runs more smoothly under Malik Willis. Definitely seems to. Now, some of that could be just the type of plays they're calling, but they certainly seem to have a way of working. And I do think part of it is because Matt sticks with it. And Matt is, maybe he feels like he has to with Malik. Maybe they don't have as much up or much of, as much available in the playbook for Malik to push the ball down the field the way they do with Jordan. Maybe not as many route combos, reads, whatever. I think Matt probably feels like, I got to commit to the run and I got to try and stay ahead of the sticks. And I think because of that, you see the running game get into a groove that it never really gets into when Jordan's out there. And we've talked about it. I've talked about it. Like, I really wish they would lean into that a bit more when Jordan's out there, because I do think it would help Jordan, especially in a game where, all right, you know, they're going to be gunning for Bear and they're going to be trying to test him and see if he can move and whatever. Run the fucking ball, man. Exert your will. Use that physicality to your advantage. Yeah. McKnight, I hit like, did you? Jim, I agree. If Jordan can't go under center, he shouldn't go. Could not agree more, but, I mean, you go back and you watch that Vikings game, his first game back from the knee injury, sure looked like he couldn't go under center that day, and they kept him out. They had him out there, right? So, yeah, we'll see. Eric, what's up with Alexander? He suffered a knee injury, though. They had a bunch of tests yesterday, and it all came out negative. So he did not participate today, but that doesn't mean he's out for Sunday. In fact, from Rob Domofsky's reporting, the sounds like the tests were positive, actually, and that there's a chance that he goes against the Lions. So we'll see. Is a 75% Jordan Love better than 100% Malik Willis? Whew, that's tough without context. What are you asking them to do? That's what we've just been talking about, right? I don't know, man. Probably, especially with throwing the football, which is where points come from. But I think there's a lot. That's a loaded question. Let's just put it that way. All right, buddy. I'm gonna have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.